November 28th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the beginning and the end are in the present moment. The beginning of my victory, both in hearts and in the world, is ever present, as is the end of Satan's reign of terror in the world. Choose my victory, which is clearly defined for you in my commandments. Do not be disturbed by Satan's small victories. He will not win the war. Each soul's yes to obeying my commandments is a defeat for Satan. The evil one does not want you to be encouraged as far as the course of human events. Never has it been more clear as to the choices between good and evil. Do not be surprised as to where you find Satan's influence in the world these days. He is desperate. He knows that he faces extinction. Continue in your prayer efforts. Be united as a remnant faithful. Challenge your opposition, for it is evil in every instance." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.